All right, here we go. Are you ready?
I guess.
Welcome to M Vibes Podcast,
home of good music,
good libations,
and good vibes.
Hey, folks, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Amanda here.
Javier.
And Eric.
What's everybody drinking?
Water. No, I'm joking.
I mean, you are.
Michelob Ultra.
The Outlander gluten-free pumpkin beer from Armored Cow Brewing.
All right.
It's funny because on the first ever episode we recorded on season one, I was actually drinking water because I was so fucking hungover from the previous night. And Jay was drinking White Claws because he was so hungover from the previous night.
Wow.
So our first episode of Imbibes, I drank water, nothing else. But today I am drinking a Noda Hops Daisico, which is an amazing pale ale, really. It's not like a traditional or a full-blown American. It just has its own little weird sweetness. I don't know. It's really good.
It's the best West Coast IPA on the East Coast.
Okay. We'll go with that. I thought it was a pale ale. But here in...
No, it's IPA.
IPAs and pale ales here in the States are just interchangeable at this point.
That's debatable. But what are you drinking, Ernest?
I'm drinking Frank's Brown Ale from Pilot Brewing.
That's so nice.
We haven't had Pilot in like, oh no, we haven't.
It's been like one whole episode.
like every day.
Noda and Pilot.
So this, what's the
ABV?
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, something very cool came.
Anyway, donations from this beer go to a charity. So
nice.
There you go.
Something very cool came across my screen today, and I'm really considering this.
Was it a fractal?
No, it's really, really interesting, awesome news, and something I've been wanting to do for a long time. Evasion Brewing, a gluten-free brewery out of Portland, Oregon, is for sale.
Oh.
So you're gonna
move to Portland?
You're going to uproot your whole life and move to Oregon and...
No, so if
we were a little too eager to ask him that.
I know.
So you're leaving?
You're moving?
Finally, we get rid of this jackass.
Motherfuckers.
We can still remote.
They're so hot in here.
No, what I would do is I would open up a East Coast brewery. I'd still keep that one.
Okay.
And I would open one on the East Coast too.
A boy can dream.
Yep. I mean, I was pumped when I saw it, so.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's going to be worth trying, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. You already have a logo and an idea, so. Just
yeah.
That's all you need.
Well, I would.
And investors.
I would keep the name.
Oh, okay.
And I would just open another brewery on this.
So you would just turnkey that one.
That's
and
exactly
then,
what it is, yep.
And then expand here.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what are you drinking, Amanda?
I am drinking 1775 Pale Ale from Noda. It's so good.
Now, that's more of a traditional pale ale.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. That's when, you know, whenever I'd kind of scoffed at you a little bit about IPAs and pale ales being interchangeable and like, this is what a pale ale should taste like. It's delicious.
And you have something else.
I don't remember what this.
She
I just
forgot
like,
what
told,
she ordered.
Oh, you know,
I did forget because I told Kate like, "Hey, just pour me whatever your favorite one is," which is ironic because I hate it when people come into the bar, come into Pilot, and they're like,
"What's your favorite?"
What's your favorite? And I'm like,
"Fuck you."
My favorite is my favorite's the Belgian Triple, but I know you're not gonna like that beer because
you know shit about beer.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, you can tell who's going to like that beer and who's not going to like that beer. It's kind of you have to read the room on that one. Right. So, but just because I like something, I mean, you're going to like it. So don't ask me what my favorite is. You tell me what you like to drink and I will help you pick out a beer based on your personal taste. Mm-hmm. That's how that works. And then I totally did it. I did the same thing that I hate.
Like that one guy from that one movie? Yeah.
Uh-huh. That one guy.
You know that one song that goes na na na. Will you please play that song for me? That's happened to me a lot too.
Na 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 na. Hey hey, hey, goodbye.
Yeah, that's what you guys will be saying to me if I move out to Oregon.
No, we're not going to let you move. Yeah, you have to stay with us forever.
And, on the other hand, Portland's kind of cool.
It is.
We can go visit him.
Yeah. Big shout out and thank you to everyone who came out this past Sunday.
Right?
Oh, my God. That was amazing. Yeah. I had such a fun time.
I had a blast. I really enjoyed playing all that vinyl. So
yeah. So much fun. So you did such a great job. Yeah.
There might be something missing out of your box now.
No, there won't be.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed it won't be.
He knows where you live.
Yeah. There was some dancing going on.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they all saw it.
In front of the table and behind the bottle. I mean, behind the table.
We had good music. I didn't know
that you went live. And my sister's like, yeah, I saw you playing last night. I said, how'd you see me playing? She goes, oh, you guys went live on Facebook. I said, oh, shit, I didn't went live.
Yeah, I got a little.
Yeah, but it was a great evening. Like Eric said, thanks to everyone who came out. Thanks a lot to Jamie and Stacy and Tommy's for, you know, putting it for to Carlos, who has amazing tacos.
Oh, man, so the Birria tacos were good.
And everybody, who came out, and hopefully we're gonna be doing them once a quarter, maybe different genre every quarter.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Maybe we could do one like around the holidays, and we can do like a
non-traditional Christmas one.
Not just Christmas, because like all the holidays are happening around that time, and Christmas too. And then do like a little holiday party here for everybody, and we can have like maybe do some more food and play some non-traditional holiday music.
I have a bunch of that on vinyl.
All right.
I've got, Santa's Big Black Cock coming out of the cornhole. But yeah.
Well, there goes the rating on that episode. Yeah.
All right.
Out of the coal hole.
So maybe we won't be
out of the.
There goes that Disney deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Throw that one.
All right.
I think all Glory of our sponsors just left. Oh, wait. We don't have any sponsors.
That one off the list.
Tommy's is a sponsor, kind of.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Anyways,
what are we doing today?
So today we are going to talk about another
feud episode.
Beef.
Where's the beef?
Jay-Z and Nas.
Yeah. I think traditionally we did like three feuds per episode, but I think, you know, with this one, the rabbit hole goes pretty deep.
It goes really deep.
So we're just going to stick to the one. The feud, which I honestly wasn't very familiar with until I started kind of looking into it, but it's between Nas, who we just saw recently live, which
great show.
Woo. Amazing. We'll talk about it at the end of the episode. And JC, who
I'm that guy again.
I've never, you wearing it?
Well, I'm wearing that shirt. Yeah,
I did buy the bootleg shirt that on the at the concert. The Wu Tang.
You wore it Sunday, yeah. So
yeah. JC, who I've actually never seen live either, and I would love to because I really do love his music.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do actually. I'm not like a JC regular fan. Like, you know, I'm not gonna play it on a regular basis, but when I do hear it, he's put some legendary fucking albums out too.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, I mean. So let's talk about a little bit about, you know, kind of like the Wikipedia data.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Nas. Nas was born Nasir bin Uladah Jones. I hope I pronounced that right.
He just had a birthday.
Probably didn't.
He's our age. Well, no, he just turned 49 then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of years older than me, at least. He was born in 73. I was born in Brooklyn and, it's regarded as one of the best and most influential rappers of all time, which I totally agree, especially Illmatic, which thank you for my birthday.
You're
which
welcome.
Was this Sunday. You did give me that vinyl album, so that was great.
I should have bought two of them.
Yeah.
Because I
fucking love that
now
album.
Now I want it, yeah.
So Nas is the son of a jazz musician, called Oludara. And his mom was a U.S. postal worker. Interestingly, mom is from North Carolina, so...
Yeah.
Race up. He also has a brother.
Petey Bobo!
I can't believe I just said that. He also has a brother who raps under Jungle, which I did not know and I've never heard.
Maybe.
So I don't know if you're familiar with that. But I'll
do some investigation of that later.
Yeah. The brother, Jungle, is part of the hip-hop group Bravehearts, who I've also never heard of.
Neither.
So one of the cool things that I read is in regards to his name, his father adopted the name Oludara from the Yoruba people. Nasir means helper and protector, and Bin means son of. Both of the last are in Arabic. So his name loosely translates to the helper and protector son of Oludura Jones.
That's kind of cool. That's awesome. I like that. That's very cool.
You know my name, what it means?
Donkey dick.
He who owns a fiery house. What the fuck that means.
Really?
Yeah. So Javier in Basque means he who owns a house. And Ignatius, which is my middle name, but in Spanish, Ignacio, it just means like fiery.
So you are the one who owns a fiery house.
So I'm going to burn something down.
Okay. I like that.
That's awesome.
My name is Irish name, and it means she who will be loved.
Amanda?
Yeah. She will be loved. Oh, God, I hate that song so much.
You're saying it.
I know. It just popped through my head. I just want to smack myself in the face for it. I just heard
someone said that Adam Levine looks like a Chipotle bag.
You can't unsee it.
No.
Okay. So in his early years, Nas actually played the trumpet and began writing his own rhymes. His first stage name was actually Kid Wave, which I'm glad he changed it. Danny changed it to Nasty Nas, which is how I knew him originally. Yes. And actually his first record still has references to that. He got his start when MC Search of Third Base.
Yeah, that was going to be my Cliff Clavin thing.
Man.
Beat you.
That's all right.
Search approached him after a performance sometime in 91. Then he became his manager and lent him a deal with Columbia Records.
Yep,
how he got his start.
It was on a song called Back to the Grill Again. It was Nas, DJ Red Alert, and Chubb Rock on that song. Yeah.
Yep. That's where Search heard him. And he
brought him on that track. And that was that was his first time on anyone's album ever. So,
okay.
Any
more tidbits I missed on Nas before I moved to Jay-Z?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, I did a good job then. Okay.
That was good. Well, you got
enough. We got enough. All right, so moving on to Jay-Z, who was born Sean Corey Cater in 1969. So quite the age difference.
Cater or Carter?
Carter.
Oh, Carter. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Carter. I don't know what the fuck I typed. He's also from Brooklyn and is also regarded as one of the best and most influential rappers of all time. So you have two like big ass fucking heavy hitters on this battle. It wasn't like when we cover the, I know you hate him, Eminem and MGK, which was like just like a heavyweight versus a fucking bantamweight. Like that was this. At least are two heavyweights.
I mean, I would at least be on Team Eminem for that. I mean, because Machine Gun. Oh my God!
No, we also have to cover the Eminem. Well, no, we can't. Because never mind.
What?
And the game feud. Because, you know, the game started a feud with Eminem saying that he's better than Eminem.
Look, well, I'm just holding out for the Robert Smith versus Morrissey episode.
Game started a feud with the whole, 50 Cent's group's name? All those guys that were in that group with him.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, same. Thanks.
Yeah, but the one that is like really taking off right now is him like talking shit about Eminem trying to say like a battle, and everybody's like, I mean, every other rapper is like, dude, you're insane. He's gonna slaughter you.
Mm-hmm. So he is, yeah. He's fucking awesome at what he does. So
wait a minute, hold on. So did I hear that correctly?
What?
We're
talking about the game and Eminem.
Okay,
now.
But still, I mean, as much as I don't like Eminem,
It's not a fair fight.
No,
G Unit. I'm sorry.
That was G Unit.
G Unit. Yes, thank you. That was.
Anyway, unlike Nas, Jay-Z does not come from a particularly musical family, but did go to high school with the Notorious B.I.G. and Busta Rhymes. And according to him, at this time, he also sold crack and was shot 3 times.
Busta Bust. Yep.
Pixar, it didn't happen. I don't know. So his interest in music began when his mother bought him his first boombox for his birthday. Probably should have looked up what year that was, but didn't. And he began freestyling and writing lyrics.
We did a great job on research for this episode. I really hope Eric can bring in some heavy hits.
No, he's He's not doing bad.
He was originally known as Jazzy, but eventually changed it to Jay-Z to honor his mentor, Jazz O, who is another Brooklyn rapper.
Oh, see, when I heard Jazzy, I immediately thought of DJ Jazzy Jeff.
He's not from Brooklyn.
I know, but
West Philadelphia. But the name.
Out on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days.
Did you guys fucking see that they try to make the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air a drama?
I can't watch it.
I couldn't even.
I've heard people say it's good. I'm like, I just can't.
I refuse to watch it.
I'm not going to watch that.
It's about Principality, Smokey.
Uncle Phil was awesome.
Uncle Phil's dead.
I know.
And he was gay.
I was in love with his
what does that have to do with anything, Javier?
That he was Uncle Phil and he was gay and he was a great fucking role model. Yeah. Well, so fucking awesome.
But what is... Never mind. I'm just...
Anyway, so he started selling CDs out of his car since he couldn't land a record deal. Yeah, the engineer's falling asleep. and eventually opened Rockefeller Records with two other rappers in 1985. I did look up who they were, but I forgot now. They started...
It's all right.
They started hitting it big when the record label landed a distribution deal with Priority Records.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of...
We all know he went on to be a CEO of...
Yeah, of Def Jam, which apparently is considered not a good era for Def Jam.
No, they really talk shit about that era.
Yeah, we really need to do a follow-up episode to the Def Jam episode, too, because we stopped in the...
Yeah, you know. We stopped, I think, right about that time. Yeah. So. But there was... You know what, though? I don't want to do a follow-up, because after that, it was shitty.
Yeah, what are you going to criticize how terrible it... Like, that would be the whole episode. Yeah, it was like...
Man. Nah.
Well, who wants to hear that, though? I mean, really? I don't know. Anyways.
Nobody.
Anyways.
Can't be worse than the Third Wave Sky episode. God, do we go off the rails on that?
That was fun. Oh, I loved it. We had a blast. I don't know what the fuck I drank. And I can't even tell you what the hell it was called.
But none of us discussed
my lords.
That episode after the fact. There was no text of like what happened.
No, we just swept that under the rug. Like,
I don't even think we posted the playlist yet.
No. that's my bad.
I'm fucking my lord. We're drinking my lord.
All right.
Rubber bands.
All right, so new rule.
No malort.
No malort no. Until after the episode.
No, ever.
Do you remember the time when we said no whiskey until after the episode? That went right out the window. Yeah, it did.
Hey, for the record, you're the only one with whiskey right now. Yeah,
I only had the one.
You know why?
I don't care.
Because we all still feel it from fucking Sunday. Jesus Christ.
Oh, and I feel it for Sunday and Monday.
And Monday.
Yeah. We'll talk about that at the end. But yeah. Ernie and I were, yeah.
All right.
I heard you were in love on the rocks.
Yes. The gravel.
Anyway,
I haven't heard this story. We'll have to we'll talk off mic.
Anyways,
we'll bring it up at the end.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So this episode's about the beef between Jay-Z and Nas. And there's a few things out there that say how this started.
Right.
The first one is back when Jay-Z asked Nas to be on his album, on Jay-Z's debut album, Reasonable Doubt, and track called Bring It On. Nas didn't show up.
Like at all?
At all. He didn't even show up.
Show.
Right. So later on that year when the album dropped, in the absence of Nas, the producer Sky Beats sampled Nas's line, From the World Is Yours, the Pete Rock remix, another song on the project called Dead Presidents 2. Now, Nas has been doing this longer than Jay-Z.
Oh, absolutely. So
they sampled shit from Nas's first album.
Did they have permission to do it?
I don't think they did. I mean, I don't think Nas would have said yes anyways, so they just sampled it anyways.
But he was a no-call, no-show, so he's instantly fired.
I mean, so, that was probably like a bit of a you know, jab, because it's like, I mean, if that's true, it's like, dude, you kind of fucked me over here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rude.
But that's just one of the...
It's just rude.
That's just one of the examples from what I've heard started this feud.
So this is Dead Presidents 2.
Right. And he samples. Hold on. You'll hear it in a minute. But you know what, though? Yeah, so he didn't ask him to sample it. He's used it. Because Nas had no knowledge of this sample.
But then again,
so he said, fuck him.
So you can't. It's a sample, so I'm assuming Nas used it as a sample from somewhere else, too. So
Nas put out Dead Presidents 1. The first one, he put out Dead Presidents 2 as a diss to Nas.
I see what you're saying. I don't hear it, for the record. I don't hear where, because I know the world is yours, and I don't hear it in this. No, it's the right song, because I heard it before. Yeah. I'm saying it's in general. I don't hear it. Like, I don't understand. Are we playing The World Is Yours?
No, this is Dead Presidents 2.
Are we going to listen to
it? No, that's not in the playlist.
Okay.
Because nobody bothered to make one.
No,
Ernest was scrambling to
play. No. I gave him one earlier today. Somebody has their shit together a little bit today. Just
I can see
that much.
I can see.
Yeah, I do.
I can see where the similarities come in.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say this is a sample of The World Is Yours.
Well, you're saying this is a diss track.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he sampled the lyrics,
yeah.
Dead Presidents to represent me.
Okay.
That's what he sampled out of that track.
But he didn't diss any. They didn't diss him directly with the lyrics.
You didn't hear him say fuck him?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because we were all talking over it.
So then Nas's second album, it was written, arrived a month later on the opening track, The Message. There it is. Includes the first of many perceived shots at Jay-Z, with Lex the TV sets in Minimum, which was a shout, a diss to Jay-Z, because on Jay-Z's album, he talked about decked out Lexuses with TVs and gold rims and all stuff. And he's like, we don't need that shit. And he's like, I have no idea. That has nothing to do with hip hop or us at all. So that was his diss back to, and this was just minute. Yes, this was just like little things here and there. As we go on, it blatantly becomes out, fuck Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
Nas. Yeah. It gets really bad.
Yeah.
So, for me personally, Nas is a way better rapper than Jay-Z.
I agree 100%. Yes.
Now, Jay-Z had excellent producers.
So did Nas.
But as far as, I think Nas is better lyrics than Jay-Z does.
Jay-Z is a better businessman. He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he landed Beyonce,
with his ugly ass.
And then And then he cheated on Beyonce. What the hell? Like, dude, if you look to the mirror and you're going to cheat on Beyonce? Like, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
Yeah, I mean, again, I love Jay-Z. Love him. But he doesn't light a candle to Nas.
No.
Not lyrically, nope. not musically, not...
Especially after seeing Nas live, I'm like, you cannot touch that man. Like, it was incredible. That was a great show.
So after Nas saw Jay-Z driving a Lexus, he sold his Lexus.
Really?
Yeah. He's
shit.
Yeah. Well, because wasn't he talking about that was the minimum?
Right.
The lowest you could go for your vehicle, and you need to elevate your style, and
absolutely, that was... Absolutely, yes. This pumpkin beer is pretty good.
Squirrel.
What was he thinking on my corner when it's baby time? Dug him, you owe me, cousin, something told me plug him. So he come, felt my leg burn, then it got... Hear that? Boom. So that was the...
Was that your butt?
No, that was my butt. We'd all be running right now. My farts have been awful here as of lately. So. Just today, y'all know.
Just today.
Normally, they're not that bad. Anyways.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Says you.
Let's ask Kath.
Kathy will tell you. Anyways. So that's just one example of how the beef started.
The or one potential scenario.
Right.
Because there's multiple scenarios. There's a bunch
three
of
things. Of them.
Yeah, like three of them. How yeah. this shit started.
You're right over there. That just smelled like war. Pumpkin.
I told you it's war.
That's what smelled way better than that last one.
Did it really?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Memphis Bleek, which is part of Jay-Z's crew, he claims that his track that he did fueled this yes. with Nas and Jay-Z. Nas is like most notably, however, the track you think of where Bleek raps, the whole team rocks. We don't speak on cats. I'm a bail if y'all want to do that. I don't get it. But anyways. And then Nas fired back with Nostradamus. So let's hear this, because I don't get the diss right. in this track.
Let's pay attention.
Yeah. See, that's what I said, but that it sounds better when he says it.
Yeah, I don't get the reference either.
No. But even if you listen to interviews with Memphis Bleek, he claims that he's started the feud.
Yeah.
Which I don't... That's... So that whole line right there is supposedly a diss to Nas.
Insider information somewhere in that, I yeah. imagine. With a Benz kid, creep on it, make cats sleep on it. You know what your song lacks, Bleek on it. It's straight to stack. When you hate that word from me, type broad, I'm gonna make you that. Stay safe in that. Yeah, make the stack. Show them niggas where that girl be faking that. So the Nas came back with Nostradamus talking about what you think of that. And I. Here we go. And Bleek came back again after this and did another diss track. We'll put that on the playlist, but it's not part of this podcast today. Cause I'm a wild barbarian. Too hard, I'm scaring them. Century 21 solar eclipse. While you listen to the words that I wrote on the disc. Balonious, my description is do-rag. Pants sag down to my feet. AK is my heat. A day in the street till I lay 6 feet. QB, PJs, and we playing for keeps. Jewelry, cars, and Jeeps is my motto. 4-5s with the hollows. Silencers on the nozzles. Pop bottles for those who left here. The best years. We in the bulletproof best years. The aim for the head and chest years. What's your name? Make your name known for the next year. Better rap, yeah. Next, Nas the Escobar. Now he is Nostradamus. Next, Nas the Escobar. Escobar. Nostradamus. Next, Nas the Escobar. Now he is Nostradamus. Next, Nas the Escobar.
I let y'all niggas bang my shit before Saddam hits. The Nostradamus tell us what time it is. I was the first one on that Dawn shit. First nigga to sing a hook on some TJ Swan shit. Black ski mask up in the projects. Camouflage full clips. Run up in your crib, top your bitch. Wear the bricks and we loco. So broke, brown coke won't sell. Spending your money on weed, smoking hotels. Hood rats and bullet wound up females.
Got I love that, like, none of us are really talking right now because this shit slaps so hard. A week later, sporting Gators getting thrills. My honey's wearing Gucci high heels. She come to scoop me, I chill. Leave the streets alone for a sec. Hit the sky bar on sunset. Then the sex is so high tech. Nasty, Nasta Escobar. That beat is Nostradamus.
Nasty, Nasta Escobar. That beat is Nostradamus. So that was another one. I mean, but Jay-Z was not on any of these tracks. So I don't know how he figured he fueled that battle.
Yeah, but I don't.
But he claims that he did. The third, example is Nas's baby mama. She claims she started this feud because she was cheating on Nas with Jay-Z for like 3 months or some shit. He says Nas got her. I'm sorry, Jay-Z got her pregnant. She had a miscarriage and she didn't have the baby. Everyone or everything that I've read says that's all complete bullshit. That never happened. Jay-Z on so there is one notoriously awful Jay-Z Nas diss track that is not on Spotify, and I'll talk about it in a minute. I wish it was on there. Because that was
is it
one.
On YouTube? Is that something it's maybe we can post like later?
It's on there. And it started out as just he was on Hot 97 and he was talking shit and it turned into like this big long diss track on Nas talking about his mom, mm-hmm. talking about his wife. He actually had to call in later on that day and apologize.
Well, he talked about the baby mama in a derogatory term. He said, paraphrasing here, but in essence that, you know, she's in essence a hooker for him. And whenever he just wants a blowjob in the back of his limo, he'll just put her in and kick her out of the limo. Yeah. I mean, again, paraphrasing here, but it was a very derogatory term or comment. But I saw an interview with her. I don't know her name. I mean, I did when I did the research.
Cameron Byron.
She's not a very liable.
Carmen, I'm sorry.
Reliable. Carmen, yeah. Just looking at her, you could just she's not very reliable. No, I mean, she has this like delusions of grandeur, kind of like we were talking about B.B. Buell, you know, like these delusions of grandeur. Yeah. Very similar. Like,
yeah, she's way out there, man. So I think it's just her trying to like get her name out there, saying, mm-hmm. No, it was me. I did all this. I started this feud. I think what actually started the feud was Nas not showing up for the fucking Jay-Z track. That's
a combination of everything in general. Right. Right.
I mean, and it just kept going back and forth. But then Nas came out with, and this is a pretty bad. This is awesome, actually. This is this straight up fuck Jay-Z shit. listen to this. This is awesome. So this is Ether. This is the track.
Okay, yeah, that's a very direct.
Straight up said it.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love me. Fuck with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. I prove you lost the ready. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, West, North, South, Floor, Style, Greedy.
And one thing that really pissed off Nas is when Biggie died, how Jay-Z proclaimed to be the king of New York right after that happened. Yeah, fuck that. No way. Biggie will always be the king of that city for me, man.
Again, as far as talent goes, there's so many more New York rappers that I can think of on the top of my head that blow Jay-Z out of the water. Like, easily.
Like, this track is giving me chills right now.
Yeah.
Jay-Z has never had it affect me.
There are a lot of Nas tracks that give me goosebumps. They hope that I'll be gone stiff and rotten.
Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. By far, he is one of the greatest. Like, he actually does. Just his talent, he cannot deny.
Illmatic, to me, is one of the probably top 20 hip-hop albums of all time. I would not include one Jay-Z album in that top 20.
Not even the Blueprint.
No.
No,
I would agree 100% with that. Although, him sampling It's a Hard Knock Life was fucking awesome. I'm sorry. And the one 99 Problems with Rick Rubin.
But a bitch ain't one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to give more credit to Rick Rubin on that one. Because we know, like, Rick Rubin.
So I'll tell you this, though, as far as, like, if you compare Nas' music versus Jay-Z's music in general, Nas' music is very straight, traditional hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where Jay-Z's music is very straight, traditional music, but there's a lot of experimenting going on there that very few rappers did.
Man,
he did an album with Kanye West. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, fucking trash.
Man, can you imagine if Rick Rubin produced Nas?
I wouldn't. You know what? I didn't even look into that. Maybe he did.
I don't think so.
It would be a. It would, man.
No, because Rick Rubin wasn't really into that.
No,
that type of hip hop or rap.
But,
he just
wasn't. Yeah, that's fair. But
so that this track that Jay-Z came back on was called Super Ugly. And that's the one where he talks about his wife and all the other shit that he
this
had to
is
come
what
back.
It's getting, they're really they not really pulling get, punches.
But it's not on Spotify because it was on the air. It was live on the radio. So that's why it never
so
got.
So it was never on a studio album.
Right. So you can go on YouTube. We'll put up a link to it once this airs and you can watch it. Well, actually.
We say that a lot.
Yeah. We've not been called out yet because we haven't done.
Yeah, because there are only like 5 people to listen
to
us.
Actually, no, there's about 50, 60 people.
Okay.
I have some friends out west that I had no idea that.
We have listenership in the Philippines.
Yeah. In Sweden and Germany.
What? Yeah. How did that even get on their radar?
I have friends that are like, yeah, we love your podcast. I'm like, I didn't know you listen. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I've had random. But a lot of the people who showed up, I didn't really know who they were sometimes. Like, would showed up to the event. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
There was that night, me and you were here, and a dude walked up to us and said, hey, you guys do vinyl night. We're like, oh, shit. We haven't yet, but we're going to soon. Yeah. Tommy's.
We just got our Wednesday started.
Yeah, it's getting. The bar's getting lively over there. That's gonna make Ernest's job harder.
Must be time for karaoke.
So it's about time for us to hurry up and finish this episode so we can get the hell out of here before we hear. Sorry, that was rude.
Well, no, I mean that's basically the wrap up of it. I mean, there are a lot more tracks that we could have played about this, but we're just trying to keep it short.
So they wrapped up the feud. They're actually.
Yes.
It was very uneventful. They just kind of patched things up.
They patched things up, but then I was reading that where Jay-Z was in L.A. and Nas was on the radio. He turned on the radio and Nas was talking shit again. I mean, the feud will never die, I don't think. I mean, it's like ICP and Eminem, you know, they all say.
Oh, that's such an even fight.
It is. No. That was a huge feud.
Doubt.
Y'all don't know because you only juggalos.
I doubt.
Once again, I will side with Eminem. I can't believe I've said this twice in one day.
So 4 years after Ether came out, both Nas and JC sort of patched things up. They ended their beef in front of a sold out crowd at the Continental Airlines Arena in October of 2005. They pretty much perform on stage together. The two of them perform Dead Presidents and The World Is Yours, with JC declaring towards the end that all that beef shit is done, we had our fun, let's get this money. And that was sort of the end of that. So you know what I noticed about when we do our beef episodes, they all kind of end up in a Like, the person's like, oh, that was stupid. Let's just move on. Yeah. No shit.
It turns out to be like a money grab. So I'm dissing you. You're dissing me. I'm going to buy your album because I want to hear what the fuck you have to say about Jay-Z.
It might have been slightly contrived.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they were too young and too new to actually have that sort of marketing genius.
See, I would think Jay-Z would have that marketing genius, but not Nas. Right. Because I think Nas is like, but Jay-Z has proven that he's an entrepreneur.
Yes.
But, rap in general, and I mean, I probably don't get fucking stoned to death, but I mean, the bigger the ego, the better the music, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just how that genre works in general. And
Dr. Dre had huge feud.
I mean, most of the feuds, not most, but a lot of the feuds that we kind of have sorted through have been in hip hop, right? Not solely, not exclusively, but a lot of them is like, all right, hip hop artists versus hip hop artists. And it's just a long list of that. I think it's just easier to diss that. And again, that genre of music in general is about just sort of macho chest pounding, who's harder, who's better, who's, you know, fucking more hardcore, right?
I love feuds, though. I'll be honest.
As long as they don't get out of control, right?
Too moldy, like
Tupac and Biggie, right, or shit like that, or when you have like real consequences and you're talking, okay, this is insane and it should not happen, right?
Like, I don't want to see anyone die, so yeah.
No, of course not. I want to see more like Taylor Swift, Kanye West type feuds. Mm-hmm. we have to cover that one.
Beyonce had the best video of the year.
We're not doing that until I get my Robert Smith Morrissey episode.
Okay.
It's just going to be an hour of bashing Morrissey.
Well, exactly. Why do you think I want to do it?
I mean, I'm going to be with you bashing him, but still, it's going to be an hour.
There's still so many Smith songs that I love so much. Now? And I love Johnny Marr, but God, Morrissey, God, it's like, he's so problematic. He is so problematic. And you know, he can't even hold a candle to Fat Bob.
All right. Is that it for this episode?
I think we're done with the,
I think we're done with that. We should talk about some upcoming plans.
Lots of good shows coming up. I don't know which ones I'm going to go to. So
yeah, so.
Well, we got Twin Temple.
Yes, that's next Friday, right?
With Bridge City Centers are opening.
I will be there, yes.
We are definitely going.
Yes.
You going to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a very cool show.
I might Uber for that one.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, so let's see. What do we do? What's our palate cleanse here? So we all went to see Wu-Tang Clan and Nas.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You went with us, right? Ernie?
No, I got the tickets, but then I couldn't go.
Oh, that's right. Who went with us? The intern?
No.
Oh, your friend Pinky.
Yeah. Pinky went with us.
That's right.
Whose dog's name was RZA?
Yes.
Yeah.
And whenever I found out there was going to be an extra ticket, and I was like, I knew she was going to go to the show. I texted her. I was like, have you got tickets yet? She's like, no, I'm waiting on my paycheck to drop. I was like, I got you. She was the first person I thought of because I know how much she loves Wu-Tang. I was like, she has to be at this show with me.
That was a great fucking show. And I will tell you this. I was very excited for Wu-Tang Clan, but Nas ended up fucking blowing my
mind. Oh, yeah. And I love how like they were all on stage together, right, like, and kind of going back and forth. That was so much fun.
And we got robbed of Busta Rhymes that night.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, Busta Rhymes, Capadonna, Method Man, and obviously ODB.
Yep.
So none of them were there. Although ODB's son was there. He was good, but he was fucking ODB.
Yeah, I was going to say he's no ODB.
He did a good job. That was a really fun show. Yeah.
And then...
So thank you, Ernest.
So what you're saying is it's not Wu-Tang Forever.
It is Wu-Tang Forever.
It was part Wu-Tang of
Wu-Tang. Always be Wu-Tang.
Part of, Wu-Tang Forever.
It was three quarters of Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
No. It was so great. It was still great.
And then Ernie and I went to see Shinedown and Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Jelly Roll.
And I actually was talking shit, but I quite enjoyed the show. It sounded good.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I'm not going to run out and fucking go to another Jelly Roll concert or another Shinedown concert. But like, I actually enjoyed that show from beginning to end. Unlike, for example, the fucking Five Finger Death Punch show. That was painful.
That was a horror.
I thought this was going to be painful. It was good. The music sounded good. They sounded good.
FFDP was a horrible mix. And Megadeth was just kind of boring.
Yeah, boring. Yeah,
I didn't think so. I loved it. So.
They sounded great. Sounded a whole hell of a lot better than they did back in the 80s.
I was going to say, that's the best I've ever heard Dave sing.
Yeah, but
I saw Megadeth.
It's not a show. It's just them standing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're a thrash.
I mean, they're in their 80s.
Late 60s, I think.
All right, what did you see, Amanda?
Oh, I haven't seen anything since Wu-Tang and Nas.
Oh.
But we do have a good show coming up. Anybody else have tickets for something?
Well, we're going to go see the Max and Igor from Sepultura.
And so.
Where is that?
That's the Underground.
Okay.
The night before that, it's KMFDM at the Neighborhood Theater.
The Melvins are coming, too.
I've seen the Melvins twice. Yes. Great show.
I'm keeping my...
They're playing the Visualite, which is a great venue for shows.
Oh, so, I love Visualite. I love the way the Visualite's tiered up.
Yes.
So no matter, like, if you don't want to be down next to the stage, you can still be up and see.
And see...
It's a great layout.
See them close, yeah. And they're not fighting for bar space there, and... It's not a bad venue.
I'm checking daily for Alice in Chains tickets, so I like to go see them.
I've never seen them.
I saw them at Lollapalooza.
Their new lead singer is pretty awesome. He was the guy who was in Neon Cross. I forget his name. Damn it. My tongue. He's awesome though. He's no Lane, but he's not bad though.
So the two other things I have this weekend are on Evil Dead the Musical, which I'm fucking excited for.
Nice.
That now doesn't interest any fucking one but me, but Saint Saens on Organ Symphony, who Saint Saens is one of my fucking favorite composers. So.
No, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not done doing any. I'm working this weekend. I'm off Sunday. I think I'm just gonna set some stuff on fire in my yard. That's my big weekend plans.
I guess that's all we had for you guys today. Again, I really want to thank everyone who came out to our first ever sponsored event. It was awesome. We all had a fucking great time. We hope to see you in the next one. We have nothing planned yet, but we are going to start planning it because we definitely want that to be a regular thing. At least once a quarter. Yeah.
So stay tuned to all of our socials to see our announcement for the next thing we're gonna do. It's definitely holiday party.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe something Halloweenish. Halloweenish, maybe.
I have a lot of Halloween stuff. I got
a lot on my plate for that because that is my favorite.
I've already started my Halloween playlist and it's already 6 hours long.
Jesus.
Well, do you want to DJ at my private party?
I'm on call.
He has his
that
own
weekend.
Party.
You're on call that weekend.
I'm on call for Halloween. I don't know how. I'm
so maybe
get out
like
of it.
You could find somebody to, cough in your mouth or something. You're sick.
Listen, we've had our own Halloween party for the past 20 years. So if I get out of call that day, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have my own party.
Yeah, you're dead to me.
Sorry.
You're dead to me.
But so we have one for our kids. So I don't know. I know my wife doesn't want to have a party. She gets really excited when I say we're not having parties.
Well, then I'm just gonna message Kathy myself and all right, I got this under control.
All right, guys. I think that's it.
That's it.
That's all we have. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye bye.
A huge shout out to our gracious host, Tommy's Pub. Located at 3124 East Wade Drive, Tommy's Pub is a small neighborhood bar that's big on music and community. Go to Tommy's Pub's Facebook page where they regularly provide updates about upcoming events to include weekly open mic night, karaoke, and live music from some of the best up-and-coming bands in the Queen City. Thank you, Tommy's Pub, for hosting M-Vibes Podcast. We have a lot of interesting episodes coming up about music's most interesting topics, but we want to hear from you and what episodes you'd like to hear. If you have an idea for anything we should talk about, email us at mvibespodcast@gmail.com. This episode was produced by BWM Productions and researched by Eric, Amanda, and Javier. If you like our podcast, please help us by rating and reviewing us on your favorite listening platform. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at MBias Podcast. Come on and join in the conversation.
dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last